of positive truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Yes. Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is the Positive Truth. We're trying to be the opposite of the nightly news. So on Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. But we have a wonderful positive interview that promotes positivity and doing good things in the community. On Monday and Wednesdays, it's audio only, and we do uplifting and positive news. You can check that out on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Google Play. If it's a Friday episode, you can do it visually on Positive Truth OKC at YouTube.com or the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook.com. We're also on Twitter at TPT_podcast. Instagram at the Positive Truth. I think that's it, right, Tim?
Yeah. I don't think we might be on Snapchat, but who knows? We don't use it.
What are we gonna Snapchat about though?
I don't know. I guess next time we, you know, do an event or something.
Yeah. Then you can do the Facebook and Instagram.
I know, social media, there's so much. I don't know what to do. Anyways, man.
The last event we did where I did the Instagram live video, I watched it back. It was so bad.
We gotta start somewhere. We're gonna get better. Eventually.
I started it with, is this thing on?
Yo, I watched that. I did watch that. I remember now.
I was like, I don't know what to talk about, like 20 seconds in.
But we're here.
We're donating backpacks.
Speaking of being here, what are we talking about today, JP?
Well, we're doing it's a podcast episode called Heterosexual Questioning, and I haven't told you anything about it. I just want you to answer questions, Tim.
Interesting. I'm with that. I like answering questions.
So we're going to do 2 pre-questions and then 12 follow-up questions afterwards.
Absolutely.
So please try to answer the following questions as honestly as possible. Some of them are going to be difficult, but that's the whole point. I think you'll like this episode, Tim. So we're going to start out. I'm asking you questions.
All right. I'm with this. I'm just like, all right, I'm thinking about my aunt and my mom because they listen regularly. And I'm sorry if you hear anything negative or bad.
They won't.
All right, cool. We're with this then. All right, I'm cool.
So, Tim, what is your sexual orientation?
Male. I like women.
You're a heterosexual?
I'm a heterosexual.
I didn't ask you for your gender, man.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
Absolutely. I'm married. I have a wife.
How long have you all been married?
About a year. A little over a year now. A year and like 3 months.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It does, man. It does. But I feel like this is about to get crazy right now.
No, that was a free game. We're good now.
Cool.
All right. So now we're going to get to the difficult parts. 12 questions. First one. What do you think caused your heterosexuality? I'm sorry. The pause is funny.
What caused my heterosexuality? I'm going to blame my big brother for introducing me to the Pink Power Ranger. That's a true story.
Okay.
True story.
Okay. When and how did you first decide that you were a heterosexual?
Watching the Power Rangers with my brother.
Now you're like 6, man.
Yeah, real talk. True story. I realized, like, oh, she's kind of pretty. And, you know, I go to school and then, you know, start noticing other girls. Yo, I think I like girls, you know, like 6, 7 years old, yeah.
Okay. What did your parents say when you told them that you were straight?
I don't think I've ever told my mom that. I think she just kind of expected it. Like, you know, in my household anyways, being gay wasn't necessarily the way to be. So if I was, I would definitely had to hide it back then, for sure. Definitely would have had to hide it.
Okay. Is it possible that your heterosexuality stems from a fear of others of the same sex?
Maybe when I was younger, I would think that, but now, definitely not.
I'm going to redo the question because I don't think you got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it possible that your heterosexuality stems from a fear of others of the same sex?
No.
Not at all? Not possible at all? Okay. On to number 5. Is it possible that your heterosexuality is just a phase?
No.
Sorry. Your face was great. All right, number 6, this is when they start getting tricky. Have you ever been sexually abused, and do you think that abuse caused your heterosexuality?
No. Okay. No, I have not.
Okay. Number 7, heterosexuals have histories of failures in gay relationships. Do you think you may have turned to heterosexuality out of fear of rejection?
No. I'm definitely just, okay, homosexual.
Okay. If you've never slept with a person of the same sex, how do you know that you wouldn't prefer that?
How would I know? Let's see. I definitely don't know. I can't answer that question. How do you answer that question? I mean, I'm not attracted to the same sex at all. There's nothing about me that I'm like, hey, look at that dude's eyes or something. <you know? laughs> Like, I'm not.
I'm so glad I didn't prep you for this.
I have no idea how to answer that. I'm just sitting here like, I mean, I have no idea.
I mean,
how do you answer that question, JP, if I ever ask you that?
I mean, that's your answer?
Yeah, I mean.
So you're not giving an answer for that one, I guess?
Like, sex isn't everything, I guess. I don't know, man.
Okay, well, number 9, we'll skip that one.
All right.
Why did you have premarital sex when the Bible says clearly that's wrong?
Ooh, I'm about to make some people mad. I like the Bible, man. You know, I grew up with the Bible in my life, but I got to a point in life where, you know, I just believe a man wrote the Bible, and a bunch of different men wrote the Bible, and they just added what they chose to add, and they wanted me to live a certain lifestyle. I'm kind of more of like a, I'm not going to say I'm an animal, but, you know, it's natural part of life, I feel like. As long as I'm being, you know, safe, when I was younger anyway, as long as I'm being safe, why not? Who saw this? But I definitely matured up and realized, you know, sex isn't everything and you should want more.
That was the least enthusiastic two sabis you've ever said in your entire life.
I mean, I was trying to hold back because this would have been, you know, teenage Tim. Ooh, sabis.
Number 10, your heterosexuality doesn't offend me so long as you don't try to force it on me. Why do you feel compelled to recruit others?
If I was trying to, hey, you're straight, can be straight. I definitely don't want to recruit anybody. Be you. Be you. I don't care less what you
are. So you're saying you don't compel others to it. You don't recruit people to heterosexuality? Is that what you're telling me?
Not at all. Why would I?
Okay. Only two more to go, Tim.
Gotcha.
Why do you insist on being so obvious and making a public spectacle of your heterosexuality? Why can't you just keep it quiet and keep it in the bedroom?
I definitely like showing off my spouse. I like making her feel good. It's not for anybody else. It's for myself and for her. If you don't like it, look the other way.
Okay. So why do straight people ruin the institution of marriage with shows like Who Wants to Marry My Dad and The Bachelor?
Say it again.
Why do straight people ruin the institution of marriage with shows like Who Wants to Marry My Dad and The Bachelor?
I'm not sure. It's a good question, though. I really don't watch either one, so like.
So Tim, what do you feel like is odd about these questions?
Well, why do I feel like they're odd? Because I didn't know how to answer any of them first off, but I've never been asked any of those. Like, who asks those questions?
Ding, ding, ding. So the point of these questions is we're asking heterosexual questions that homosexual people get asked all the time. So what do you think caused your heterosexuality was the first question? What happens is, what do you think caused your homosexuality? When and how did you first decide you were homosexual? What did your parents say when you told them that you were gay instead of straight? Is it possible your homosexuality stems from a fear of others of the same sex? Is it possible your homosexuality is just a phase? Have you ever been sexually abused? Do you think that abuse caused your homosexuality? Homosexuals have histories of failures in straight relationships. Do you think that has turned out that you turned to homosexuality as a fear of rejection? So all of these questions are questions that homosexuals get asked. Or let's just LGBT community gets asked every single day. And it's not fair, is it?
It's not. I see what you did there. You played me. I'm just kidding.
I did.
I'm cool with it, though. I like the point, man. Like, that was a clear example. If people want to go back and rewind and pay attention, like, I was lost. Like, what the hell is this dude asking me right now? I was so lost. And now, why would people ask anybody that's homosexual, anybody in the LGBT community, any of these questions? Like, that's none of your business.
Yeah, so, like, I remember I asked you, I was like, why do you insist on making a public spectacle of your heterosexuality? And you said you like showing off your wife.
Right.
What happens is, like, why do you insist on making a public spectacle of your homosexuality? Just keep it in the bedroom? Like, that, you realize how ridiculous that sounds.
Absolutely. Like, man, I'm getting upset.
like I said, your heterosexuality doesn't offend me as long as you don't force it on me. Like, that makes no sense. But oftentimes that gets said all the time, like, I don't have a problem with the gays. As long as they don't offend me, as long as they don't try to force their homosexuality on me. Why do they just feel so compelled to, like, recruit others to their gayness? And I think that's an awful statement. That happens all the time.
You're absolutely right.
And I was just at, like, when you get asked those questions as a heterosexual, you never encountered them before, and you're like, what? What
kind of BS is this? Yeah, I was absolutely like, yo, I'm not answering any more questions. This is dumb, but I went with it, and I'm glad that I went with it. No, I hear that stuff all the time, especially working with high school kids. Kids these days, they're a little bit more open than they were when we were kids. Especially if you were a guy, where we're from, you can't say you're gay at all. You're getting made fun of, beat up, something. This day and age, it's a little bit more accepting, and people are talking about it, and they're open about it. But just thinking about the fact that kids have to hear these questions, and they get to
everyone.
Hear it.
If you're homo, if you're an LGBT, like, you get these questions all the time.
Absolutely, and and that's sad. That hurts. Like, I'm sorry for everybody in the LGBT community. I really am sorry for you guys having to deal with this stuff. Those kind of questions are dumb. It's, why do you like showing off your wife? Why not keep that in the bedroom? Why kiss him in public? You know, like.
Oh, like, remember, like, the one you couldn't answer? Like, if you've never slept with a person of the same sex, how would you know you don't prefer that?
Right.
We ask people all the time, like, if you're gay, like, oh, you've never had sex with somebody of the opposite sex. How do you know you wouldn't like that? The obvious answer is, like, I don't have sex with people I'm not aroused by.
You know what's sad, man? I've asked that question to people that were gay, guys that were gay. I've asked that, like, you know, if you've never had sex with a woman, like, how do you know, you know? And I feel bad for asking because it's, like, such a dumb question because it's, like, I couldn't understand it at the time, obviously, but they have their own personal feelings, their own outlook on life, and what does it matter? You know what I mean?
So what this is, like...
I hate teenage Tim.
I just hit the table. I'm sorry, JoJo. I'm to edit that out. Still my bad. But it's like, what this is a demonstration of straight privilege, heterosexual privilege. On a daily basis, a straight person can, like, they can be pretty sure that their roommates, hallmates, classmates will be comfortable with their sexual orientation. They pick up a magazine, watch TV, play music, their sexual orientation is going to be represented. When they talk about their heterosexuality as a joke, like, they don't have to be accused of pushing their sexual orientation on others. They don't have to have a fear of their family or friends finding out about their sexual orientation. They don't have to worry about the economic, emotional, physical, or psychological consequences of being heterosexual. They don't grow up with any games or music that attack their sexual orientation by saying, like my examples are really bad, but like fag tag, smear the queer, something like that.
Right.
They're not accused of being abused or warped of their psychology because of their sexual orientation. Like, because there's like a group of people that think, oh, you're homosexual, you must be abused as a child. They can go home to most meetings, classes, conversations without the fear of being excluded, fearful, isolated because of their sexual orientation. They're never asked to speak for anyone that is heterosexual, because if you're part of the LGBT community and something happens, like what happened in Orlando, you're like, well, how do the gay people feel about this? Like, you don't get that question if you're a heterosexual.
Absolutely.
People won't ask you why you made the choice of your sexual orientation. People won't ask you why you made your choice to go public about your sexual orientation. They don't have to have a fear of revealing their sexual orientation to friends or family. People of your own gender don't try to convince you to change your sexual orientation. You don't have to defend their heterosexual orientation. They don't have a religious community excluding them for being heterosexual. These are all benefits you have as a heterosexual.
I'm definitely privileged.
We all are if you're heterosexual. And we don't even realize the persecution you go through if you are an LGBT community member. You have to deal with this every single day.
Man.
And that's why that's the point of this. It's just flip it. You get a small taste.
I didn't like that taste. I didn't. It made me hate teenage Tim.
We've all said some dumb things.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't do it anymore.
Learn from it. Move forward. I'm with that.
So, Tim, how can you be an ally to the LGBT community?
Well, I mean, use the word gay and lesbian instead of homosexual. The overwhelming majority of gay men and lesbians do not identify with or use the word homosexual to describe themselves.
Do you ever call yourself heterosexual, or do you say you're straight?
Never. I say I'm a male and I like girls. That's what I say every time.
You don't have to deal with that.
Every time. You can use non-gender specific language. Ask, are you seeing someone? Or are you in a committed relationship? Instead of, do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Or are you married? Using the word partner or significant other instead of boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife, which I probably needed to change that because whenever I get a kid that I know is homosexual, I'm like, you know, do you have a boyfriend or something like that? I definitely could change that up. Do you have a significant other? Are you in a relationship?
Are you seeing someone?
Are you seeing someone? I can definitely change that up in my personal world, so I'll definitely do that. I like this, JP. Do not assume the sexual orientation of another person, even when that person is married or in a committed relationship. Many bisexuals are in heterosexual relationships, which I find this to be true as well. Do not assume that a gay, lesbian, or bisexual person is attracted to you just because they have disclosed their sexual orientation. Any interest is shown, be flattered, not flustered. Treat any interest that someone might show just as you would if it came from someone who is heterosexual.
So what that basically means is, just because a gay guy is like, oh, I like you, Tim, like, that doesn't mean they're hitting on you. It means they just might like you as a person. That doesn't mean, like there's this idea, like, gay people are, like, these sexual predators. That's all they think about. I'm like, nah, man, like, they just like you, except they like the opposite sex. It's the exact same. So a lot of times, like, I guess straight guys get, they get uncomfortable around gay dudes, like, he talked to me, he's obviously hitting on me. Like, no, man, you are not that important.
Yeah, trust me. Oh, I see it all the time. He keeps looking at me. It's because you got a booger on your face, man. Like, I kid you not, I've had that done. You have a booger on your face.
What?
It is what it is. It's dumb. I hear you, man. Challenge your own conceptions about gender-appropriate roles and behaviors. Do not expect people to conform to society's belief about women and men. Not everybody can think.
And, like, society's belief about women and men is a little bit distorted in its own right. Like, women should only be in the kitchen.
I'd say that to Edna whenever I get mad. Of course she gets mad.
Tim.
I know. No brownie points, man. I'm just digging a hole. When does this come out? No, I'm just kidding. Validate people's gender expressions. For example, if a male-born person identifies as a female, refer to that person as she and use her chosen name. If you are unsure how to refer to a person's gender, simply ask that person. Politely.
Yeah, politely.
Politely.
Good job, Tim.
Speak out against statements and jokes that attack LGBT community. Let others know that you find an anti-LGBT statements and jokes offensive and unacceptable can go a long way toward reducing homophobia.
Trying to pull up a quote, but yes.
No, you're absolutely, you're fine.
Completely agree.
Educate yourself about LGBT history, culture, and concerns. Read LGBT publications such as Tucson's, what does that say, Ruby Fruit Journal and Observer News.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, I'm with that. See movies that are by and about LGBTQ individuals and attend LGBT events like LGBT Pride Parade they have in most cities now, actually. You can attend that. You probably know people there. You have classmates, co-workers, friends, family members that are there anyway celebrating. Why not attend and show some support?
Absolutely. I mean, I wonder how many people even know about Stonewall, which is why they do Gay Pride Month in June. You have no idea about Stonewall?
I don't. That's why I'm sitting here with a blank. I'm sorry. Like, I was
we should do an episode about that, man.
We're going to do an episode over Stonewall. Whatever.
Eventually. We have so many episodes to come out with.
That's a good thing, though, for sure. And the last thing we have, man, is support and involve yourself in the LGBT community and organizations and causes. Donate money or volunteer time to LGBT organizations. Write letters to your political representatives asking them to support legislation that positively affects the LGBT community.
And don't ask these questions.
Yeah, let's not ask those questions ever again. I know a lot of us ask some of the questions, like, pretty obvious, like, what one did you ask me? What do you think caused your homosexuality? Let's never ask that. When did you just first decide you were a homosexual? Well, let's not ask that either. There was one that I definitely want to...
All of them?
Oh, is your homosexuality just a phase? That one I hate with a passion. I hate that one with a passion. I've asked that before. That's why I hate it with a passion. Teenage Tim is stupid. Teenage Tim needs to, like, I'm glad that I'm looking at Teenage Tim as Teenage Tim right now. I found a whole new person in me that I just want to get rid of.
I mean, but you're changing. You're making, we're raising awareness of this so you don't do this to others.
This is an awareness episode for sure on the Positive Truth for me.
So yeah, that's it, man. That's all I got.
You have a cool quote?
I do.
Cool, cool, cool. If you guys want a shirt, man, email us at the Positive Truth. Everything's in the feed. You'll see it. It's all good, I'm sure.
We're basically tired of talking about the t-shirts, but they're still selling.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we definitely want to get rid of them. We want to sell them, give them away, all that good stuff. But you guys got to hit us up. I mean, I want to go find you, but we're busy. We work like 12 jobs between us both. It's bad.
Absolutely. So my quote is, people with courage and character always seem sinister to the rest. So we as a people show the courage and character to not ask these questions. We might catch some heat from it from other straight people, but it will lead to positive change in the future that will be beneficial for our society.
Absolutely, man. I'm willing to take that heat for the betterment of our society, for sure.
Also, it's Herman Hees.
Oh, he said the name. All right, all right. Take that, JoJo.
Until then, we'll be back on Monday. We're out.
Stay positive.